welcome to another teaser. Another Tuesday teaser of Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. This week on Patreon, I don't know why, I decided Ray came back and my dad sat. I felt like I needed to have my dad sit in and join me and Ray. So if you want to hear the full me, Ray, and my dad, you go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and listen. And you know, fucking, we haven't done a Patreon Zoom in a while. So there will be a Patreon Zoom in October. On Thursday, I'm getting dental implants put in and I'm really dreading it. I feel like I've been going hard as fuck, hard as a motherfucker, as people like to say. And it's time to, take a step back, time to smell the flowers. But Thursday, they're going to be putting these things in my head. I'm trying to cultivate illness so I can stay home and do nothing. That is really, really what I'm trying to do. Cultivate illness so I can do nothing. I started watching the Martin Scorsese documentary series called Mr. Scorsese. And I've decided that we could get Martin Scorsese to come on Dopey if we pray together and manifest. So if you're willing to pray and manifest for Martin Scorsese to come on Dopey, send in a voicemail or an email to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. We have good stuff coming. There's a lot of good stuff coming, which I'm excited about. Martin Scorsese was a horrible cocaine addict, and he worked on the famous, I mean, he did so many amazing movies, obviously, Mean Streets and Raging Bull and Goodfellas and Casino and The Last Temptation of Christ. And then he really liked Gangs of New York, but I didn't think it was that good. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't love Raging Bull that much. I mean, it's all right. For me, it's all about Goodfellas. Casino, I don't think, is that good. Goodfellas is so much better than every other movie that nothing else really matters. That's not what I'll say to Scorsese if he's on Dopey. Is there any way that Scorsese actually comes on Dopey? That would be really weird. I've taken it upon myself to always read Spotify comments, and there's always very few Spotify comments on a Tuesday teaser. And I think it would be unfair to read Spotify comments from last week's show on the Tuesday teaser. So the last week's Patreon show is one of my favorite Dopeys ever. It would have been kind of like an old school Dopey. So I would go and listen to that. But the comment on Spotify says, it's from Emma, and she says, "The first ad on this ep was an ad for pork. All pork in every form, sponsored by America's Pig Farmers. Does this count as anti-Semitism?" I'm going to say it does not count as anti-Semitism. I've made a decision that I'm going to start playing bits from Miles Davis's autobiography on Dopey because it is just, it's too good. And I'm going to do this for a while. So this is the first one.
Bird could be a lot of fun to be around because he was a real genius about his music. And he could be funnier than a motherfucker, talking in that British accent that he used to use. But he still was hard to be around because he was always trying to con or beat you out of something to support his drug habit. He was always borrowing money from me and using it to buy heroin or whiskey or anything he wanted at the time. Like I said, Bird was a greedy motherfucker, like most geniuses are. He wanted everything. And when he was desperate for a fix of heroin, man, Bird would do anything to get it. He would con me, and as soon as he left me, he would run around the corner to somebody else with that same sad story about how he needed some money to get his horn out of the pawn shop and hit them up for some more. He never paid nobody back. So in that way, Bird was a motherfucking drag to be around. One time I left him in my apartment when I went to school. And when I came back home, the motherfucker had pawned my suitcase and was sitting on the floor nodding after shooting up. Another time, he pawned his suit to get some heroin and borrowed one of mine to wear down to the Three Deuces. But I was smaller than he was, so Bird was up there on the bandstand with suit sleeves ending about 4 inches above his wrist and suit pants ending about 4 inches above his ankles. That was the only suit I had at the time, so I had to stay in my apartment until they got his suit out of the pawn shop and brought mine back. But man, the motherfucker walked around for a day looking like that, just for some heroin. But they said Bird played that night like he had on a tuxedo. That's why everybody loved Bird and would put up with this bullshit. He was the greatest alto saxophone player who ever lived. Anyway, that's the way Bird was. He was a great and genius musician, man. But he was also one of the slimiest and greediest motherfuckers who ever lived in this world, at least that I ever met.
All right, that's the first installment. First installment of Charlie Parker, Miles Davis. Miles Davis on Charlie Parker on Dopey Patreon teaser. This book, it's called Miles. It's the autobiography of Miles Davis. I say you need to listen to it. Listen to Miles Davis first. Go out there, listen to Miles Davis. He's arguably, you know, one of the greatest American musicians that ever lived. And his story is just fantastic. And there's so much good drugs, addiction, and dumb shit, and lots of beautiful music, and lots of American history. Now, Dopey, old school Dopey Nation OG Selby out of nowhere just sent me this voicemail. So let's see what Selby has to say.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dopey Nation. This is Selby, a.k.a. Beach Stoop on Reddit, coming at you with a dopey story that happened not long ago when I was traveling across country, and I realized just when I got to the airport that I'd forgotten my driver's license, and I didn't have my passport or any other kind of ID. So I walked up sheepishly to the TSA agent and showed them my boarding pass and said that I forgot my ID, and they pulled me aside and directed me to a supervisor who called a number on his Android phone and asked me a few questions about my background and bona fides, and then escorted me to the front of the security line and through the TSA checkpoint and over to the place where they scrub and swab your devices. And I proceeded to stand there and watch while the agent unzipped and dug in and reached around and found every little spot, including the corner of my backpack where 10 milligram wild THC sativa hybrid tangerine blood orange gummies were sequestered. But when he put the Oxy-10 medicated pad into the computer array, the results came back negative, and he sent me on my way, and I made it through TSA extra checking level with a pocket full of gummies, and I'm on my way to New York a week after Dopeton because I'm such a fuck up. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Don't forget to like and follow. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Amazing. What an amazing community we have. Thank you, Selby, for sending in your latest experience at the airport. Every time I go through TSA at the airport, like I was once a harmonica player, and I was okay. And in my mind, I was really good, and I could have been better. And I always travel with a harmonica just in case, like there's going to be some kind of blues jam that they need me to play at. Or that I'm just going to, like, play. And I used to when I was a kid. I would play wherever I went. But I don't play anymore, but I always travel with a harmonica. And whenever I go through security, TSA takes the harmonica out because they say in the X-ray, it looks like either a switchblade knife or a magazine for an automatic weapon. So I'm going to make a pact that from now on, I am going to travel. Either I'm not going to bring the harmonica, or I am going to fucking play wherever I go. If I play by myself, or if I play, find someone to play with, I need to figure out what I'm going to do. One way or the other, though, it's either coming with me and I'm playing, or I'm not bringing it again. On the way home from Los Angeles, I took it out of the bag because I didn't want to get flagged. And I put it out of the bag. I don't know why you guys care about this. I put it out of the bag on the side and I didn't get flagged. It doesn't matter. I still think every time I go through TSA, they're going to find something. Please send in emails and voicemails. We love to hear from you. And now it is time to get to the Patreon teaser with Ray and my dad, and join Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I would say it's, if you like Dopey, it's worth $5 a month. Let's say that. And if you want to pay the $8 a month, you can get long playing dopey shows without the inserted pork ads. All right, here's the teaser.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
So hello and welcome back to another Tuesday Patreon episode of Dopey, the podcast of drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. I'm joined by Stephen Ray Brown and my father. Welcome back to the show, father.
Yeah,
why are my effects not working? What the heck is happening? Oh, God, help me. Jesus. Jesus, help me. What happened?
You scared me for a second. I thought it was Tuesday.
I think it is Tuesday.
Is it?
Well, today's Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Oh. I wonder what's wrong with my effects. Just pretend people are cheering.
Yay.
Yay. Dad, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
And you seem like you're suffering extreme consternation at the moment. You also have a shirt over a jacket, which is an unusual fashion, even for you.
Well, Ray told me that it was chilly outside, and what I was wearing wasn't good enough, so I'm going to...
Ray isn't even wearing a jacket.
You look like you're going yachting.
Well,
I do. He looks like it if a homeless senior citizen was going yachting. That's what this would look like.
Yeah, when David talks about the opulent lakeside mansion, he talks about my yacht. And it's a leaky rowboat and a kayak.
And what about the paddleboards?
Well, that's Nora's paddleboard.
High fiberglass paddleboards. But my dad is wearing some busted fleece under a long sleeve golf shirt. I want to hear your opinion of DopeyCon and how have you been and how was the No More Kings rally?
Oh,
and I want to tell you that Matthew Wiedemeyer Carroll, shout out to Matthew, and Heart Attack, MAGA, Doug, are concerned about your attending these rallies, that something bad might happen to you from them, perhaps.
Oh, you mean because...
No, they're concerned, and how is the rallies, first of all?
It's fabulous to see people trying to fight against...
imperialism? Tyranny?
No, it's...
Ray looks nervous that I'm talking
about
politics.
Were you in Times Square?
No, I was in Bennington, Vermont.
He was in Times Square in Bennington.
Oh. I was in Bennington, Vermont. And I bet you, based upon population, there were more people protesting in Bennington than in New York City. If there was 100,000 people in New York City and about 800 people protesting in Bennington, there was more of the population in Bennington than, because there's 8 million in New York.
There were supposedly 30,000 in Patchogue. Yeah. And Patchogue is a notoriously right-wing town.
Because how could Heart Attack Doug and Matthew, how could they think about a person who takes people out of their homes who've been here 20, 30 years with
Dad,
kids born here?
Don't attack Matthew.
No, I'm talking about... I'm not attacking them.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying just the word empathy and kindness and caring about other people and not being vindictive and angry and always causing trouble for others.
Can I
tell
you something interesting, though?
And you know who I'm talking about.
You sound very vindictive and angry right now.
I'm upset. I'm upset with a president of the United States who cannot understand the Constitution and cannot understand what freedom really means. And freedom means you can criticize him. Freedom means you can criticize what he's doing, especially when he's doing things that are so harmful to people.
I don't think this was my plan for you to come on the show.
I need to go for a walk.
There was a death in it. Yeah, you've been very angry. A lot of anger, a lot of complaining.
My sister is a lifelong Republican, and she recently switched sides because of this.
It has nothing to do with switching sides. It has to do with kindness. It has to do with common sense. It has to do with how do you have people living in the United States who have been working for years and years and being called criminals because they came in illegally. Okay, 30 years already? Isn't it time for kindness?
Well, let me ask you a question. The real question. First of all, I was at fucking, whatchamacallit, the Halloween parade in Sayville yesterday, and I brought a No More Kings sign just as a joke because I was like...
That was your costume?
That was my costume. No, I didn't really bring that. Linda's mom, who's a very, very right-wing conservative, told me that if I had done that, it would have been a big problem for her and the town. But, Dad, my real question, the most important question, is what do you do in a country where the majority of the people chose this guy that makes you so frustrated? The real question is, how do you find empathy and kindness to the other half of the country?
Well, of course, because I think that's true. I mean, look, making peace in the Middle East or making peace in Ukraine, I mean, the guy would be absolutely fantastic, terrific, wonderful.
That's not what I'm asking you.
But that's how you talk to these other people. The people who think that taking away the rights of citizens in the United
States. Who talks to them?
The people who are supporting Trump have no problem with people being picked up off the street, American
citizens.
You're
not answering my question.
I am answering your question.
This is the question. If the majority of people in America, and I can't believe you turned this into some political fucking Bloomberg group.
I think you asked the question.
Listen, here's the real question. And then we're going to move on to the attack on me when I was in sixth grade, me defending myself. But let's go to this issue. If more than half the country voted for this man to be president, how can you practice kindness and empathy to the majority of the country? What is the healing between
Absolutely. I'd be very happy to address that.
Where can the healing emerge? Unity in America emerge at this point?
Doey.
All right. I want to apologize to all the Patreon members for this episode, and I want to apologize to all the dopey listeners for this teaser. But if you want to know what my dad thinks about empathy and kindness emerging in the country, or what me and Ray think about it, go join Patreon. The episode gets a little bit better, but not that much better, to be totally honest. There's some moments in there, I think. But until next week, stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris. This is also why you do not get political on Dopey. Also because I don't know anything.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. But bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good, so bad. Take a ride up in the sky, watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. Wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon. Pay it any mind. this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road, however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desires all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desires all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.